FM and InsideSTL.com. I'm Charlie Marlowe. We have my sidekick, Martin Kilcoin. Also, Chris Gardner, Matt Dahlberg, Brendan Schaefer back at our beautiful new Kirkwood studio. We are at the Florissant Golf Club for the 15th annual Complete Auto Body and Repair Charity Golf Scramble. Once again at the beautiful Florissant Golf Club presented by the Two Fox, Fox 2, and also Midnight Auto Supply. Complete Auto Body is hosting their 15th annual golf tournament to benefit a couple of great causes, Responder Rescue and the Backstoppers. So far, this event has raised over $230,000 for these great charities, Martin.
And Lynn McQuestion joins us now, Director, Events Coordinator with Responder Rescue. And Lynn, I know the Backstoppers have been talked about for years. They do great work. I think people are generally pretty familiar with them. Got to meet Pat Byrne last year. We've talked a little bit about Responder Rescue, but let's tell our audience what you guys do because it's not as well known yet.
That is correct. Pat Byrne is the president and founder of Responder Rescue. His wife, Lisa Byrne, and myself, we started this organization back in 2009. We saw the need that there was for the sick and injured first responders who and their families who needed help, who were injured on the job or they were sick, had an illness that that they couldn't work at the time and just kind of needed some help along the way to maybe pay their mortgage payments, their utility bills, different things like that. And Responder Rescue has kicked in and started helping out the first of 2010. And what we do is, like I said, we help pay mortgage payments, utility bills, different things like that. But we also have them fill out a beneficiary questionnaire. So we do our background checks and do a little bit of, you know, legwork to see exactly, you know, what kind of income that they have. And we kind of go from there. Responder Rescue actually does a lot of events throughout the year. We do charity golf tournaments. We do the biggest event that we do is our King's Ball. It's at Ameristar Casino in usually the month of February, and that's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
And we mentioned, you know, what the work the Backstoppers do is without question important work.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about fatalities, but what you mentioned is there's a lot of people injured on the job.
Correct.
And it doesn't get necessarily the news coverage or the headlines, but
yes,
yet the need is there. So before Responder Rescue came along, where were these people's, where were they turning?
They really didn't have any. We are the only organization in the St. Louis area who helps out with this, those that are sick or injured and, you know, either off duty or, you know, going through their, you know, workers' comp situations or, you know, just different things like that, that there's a need for.
And I've heard about this ball, this dance, and that thing is a big-time event, and it'll sell out in advance, right?
It does,
so
yes.
If people now wanted to start planning on that or even just get involved with the organization, what's the best way to get involved?
Well, they can contact me at our office, our corporate office. It's not really a corporate office. I'm the only employee there. We work at K Springs.
Who do you go to lunch with? You look around the room, you're like,
it's just me.
Just me.
Just me. I go to, so we're at Highway 70 and K Springs.
She was going to answer where she goes to lunch. I threw her off.
You did. We're at the Highway 70 and Cave Springs exit. 3711 Mexico Road is where we are located. But, yeah, anybody can give me a call at 314-627-0700 at our office if they want to volunteer or make a donation, anything like that. And we also have a website. It's www.responderrescue.org, and they can just get more general information on what we do.
And this event today, this golf tournament, benefiting Responder Rescue as well as the Backstoppers. What's the history here? Do we know how many years they've been doing this? I know our friends with Complete Auto Care are making it happen.
Right. Well, Complete Auto Body has been doing this golf tournament for about 15 years. Responder Rescue has been a part of this. This is our third year as Responder Rescue with this golf tournament. And Kurt Barks and Liz Barks and their employees and all of their volunteers and stuff is just amazing what they do here at this golf tournament and helping out both of these charities. It's fantastic.
And it's September the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie. Today is the 8th of September. It could have been 100 degrees. I mean,
right?
This is St. Louis.
Yes.
Yet it feels like about October the 8th. Beautiful day. What's the turnout here? How many people are out playing?
You know what? I think they have their maximum, I think, was 144 golfers, and I think they have more than that. I think they have like 160-something golfers
And all 160 or so have walked through this door behind us. That door is the most open and closed door in the history of mankind. No offense.
There's good
music. No, not to you.
Good music. We're not there, Martin.
He's the golf pro.
He's the pro here.
But we get the hint of the music, then we don't hear the music, we hear the music. So anyway, I'm always complaining.
No, it's all good. But yeah, this is a beautiful day. This is amazing. They have this golf tournament this time of year, and it's perfect timing.
And Lynn, I'm guessing this varies year to year, but in an average given year, how many EMS workers, police officers, firefighters are injured? And is it just in the local area that you're dealing with?
Well, our 501c3 is actually the whole state of Missouri. We primarily are in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles, O'Fallon, just the general area is where we, you know, try to focus, because that's our family, you know, is the biggest this area. So with Responder Rescue, like I said, we are, our 501c3 is the whole state of Missouri, but, you know, we try to stay in our back door, you know, and take care of, you know, of our family here.
Well, Lynn, thank you for stopping by, and I apologize. You really need to do some housekeeping here. We've made a mess, basically, the table. He has. It's kind of embarrassing that we didn't know we were having company.
Mr. Snacks over here.
And we've got all kinds of snacks. I've got salt and vinegar and munchos, and we've got the plates going and everything. But we're having a fun time. It's a beautiful golf course and, of course, a great cause. Lynn McQueston, Director, Events Coordinator with Responder Rescue. Easiest thing to do, just get on their website, read about what they do, and that's your chance to get involved. Maybe go to the big gala in February next year.
Right. Sounds like Martin wants to be invited.
February 3rd.
Pat sent me some tickets last year.
We did. We sent you some tickets. February the 3rd is the 2018 King's Ball. It's at Ameristar Casino and the nightclub. Smash Band plays. It's always a great event. It's like an adult prom. So anybody who wants to, you know, come to that event, give me a call or go on our website. We'll have our tickets up for the King's Ball for sale soon.
Lynn, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, Lynn McQueston with us here as we're live at Florissant Golf Club. And we'll be here till 3 o'clock. Then the hard line will take over. I'm sure some Mizzou conversation with DJ Moe and the gang. Tigers hosting South Carolina. That game coming up tomorrow. SEC Network is in town. They got a bunch of stuff during the day where they're filling the quad. Is that what they call it? The Schaefer window? I'm sorry. Is it the quad?
The pillars?
Well, the columns.
The columns.
But do they don't call that the quad?
The four pillars, of course.
It's a quad. The columns are on the quad.
Okay. Well, they're encouraging the students to be out there, put on a good show for the SEC Network. You've got baseball all weekend at Busch Stadium. The Pirates are in town.
Huge series.
Cards are 5 back. If you missed it last night, Cards lose to the Padres, 3-0. And with that, they close the road trip, 7-3. They took 3 of 4 from the Padres, 3 of 4 from the Giants. But the Cubs won and the Rockies won. So the current math, you're 5 back of the Cubs in the division. You're 3 behind the Rockies in the wild card, and currently the exact same record as the Milwaukee Brewers, who were idle last night.
And, Martin, this is why they play the games, because entering last night you're thinking, all right, Cardinals 2 games behind the Rockies in the second wild card. You look at the probables, and you got Lance Lynn pitching against the Padres, not a very good team. Then you look up and you see the Rockies are taking on who?
Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw.
16-2.
You're thinking maybe the Cardinals come back for a big series, down one game. What happens? Cardinals lose to the Padres, and the Rockies put a big number, 9 or 10 runs on the Dodgers yesterday.
You know what? The Dodgers are kind of limping to the finish line.
I think they've lost 11 of 12.
And it's Arizona who's been lately just
shoving
on fire. And it's Arizona, if they win the one-game wild card, that would be facing the Dodgers. And I think if you're L.A., you're a little nervous right now because it's Arizona who just swept you. They're winning like crazy. If you're a Dodger fan, I was talking to the boss, Spencer, yesterday over at the 2 Fox, and we got to the topic of the day. Well, by the way, we love Fox, but we were supposed to have Cards Pirates on our air tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, you know, I don't know, Cards, Pirates. Bumped it, I believe, to FS1. Next Saturday, supposed to have Cards and Cubs on Fox Network. You know what? Wrigley Field in middle of September. Does that not, if wherever you live, Montana or Mississippi, and you're a baseball fan, does Cards, Cubs appeal to you? Wrigley Field, the reigning champs, Cardinals' storied franchise, still somewhat in the mix. They bumped it. It's not going to be on Fox 2. The Boss Man Spence are not real happy. They decided they're going to go Dodgers Nationals. But there's really no intrigue. Now, those are big markets, and L.A.'s a huge market, having a great season. But there's no real playoff intrigue there, is there, for you? Dodgers and Nationals, you already know they're both in. There's really nothing on the line.
It's also interesting when you see that the Dodgers have lost 7 in a row. The Diamondbacks have won 13 in a row, and yet the Dodgers are still 10 games ahead in the division, which just shows you the Dodgers for a while were on one of the most incredible regular season runs we've ever seen, where people are talking about can they break the all-time wins record in a season, 116, whatever that is, where every night I would get home from work and I would turn on MLB Network and you had the late-night game, and I swear to you, every night the Dodgers would win on a walk-off for about 2 months straight.
Crazy comebacks, winning insane amounts of games. However, they've been haunted in October. And so when Spencer and I were talking about it, I said, do you realize the Dodgers haven't been to the World Series since the Kirk Gibson homer against La Russa was with the A's, 1988.
Oral Hershiser.
Nearly 30 years ago. I mean, that's just insane. All the pressure's on them. I have no idea who's going to win the National League and get to the World Series. I mean, it could be Arizona. And if you're the Cardinals and you get that one game or somehow you run down Colorado, I mean, you would take that right now, right? Well, Zalak, Gersh, everybody, you would take that right now. I'm going to tell you right now, forget the division. I'll give you a one-game playoff in Arizona. They've got Granke. You got Purple Haze. Would you take that? You would take that, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You? Absolutely. That would be fun. As much as this season is frustrated and there's been injuries and roster shuffling and disappointment, that would be a lot of fun.
The Dodgers have lost 12 of their last 13 games. And then I'm not assuming that the Diamondbacks will win that wild card game, but if they do,
how many over are they right now? Are they pushing like 20 yet? Or?
I'm just saying, still one game.
Correct.
Even if it's Granke versus.
Oh, you mean not winning
Carlos
the top?
Martinez. Oh yes, no, they're
going
to win.
To be the top wild card.
Yes, I'm correct. Talking about the actual wild card game.
Correct.
When you would think they're going to pitch
right.
Zach Granke, if they win, you could have Robbie Ray, who's also great from the left side, that is starting game one of that series. But then you do, if you're a Dodgers fan. First of all, your snake bit from the last few years. Clayton Kershaw hasn't been great in the postseason. And then you look at that rotation that's very left-handed dominant besides Yu Darvish. And then you look at what the Diamondbacks have. And they have J.D. Martinez, who's like the best hitter in baseball versus lefties. You also have a huge righty, maybe the MVP, in Paul Goldschmidt. Not exactly a great matchup for the Dodgers if that's the first series.
Well, and you can't really compete with the Diamondbacks when it comes to J.D. Martinez because they drafted him and groomed him and he came up through their system and they developed their stars like that. So nobody else could have had him. There's nothing you can do about it.
Why hate, though? Because, look, what did they trade? I know.
No, I'm saying, though, good for them. That's
yes.
What happens when you go out and get a bat.
And also, what did they trade away? Three prospects, I think one
Eugene
of them.
Koo.
I think one of them maybe was a top 30. But it wasn't all these great players. I mean, the Diamondbacks system at the time wasn't fantastic. And look, it's a rental, but this guy had 4 home runs in a game this week. I mean, that's a huge addition. And if they make it to a postseason series, he could be the difference maker. He could be the MVP.
Derek Gould normally joins us on Fridays, but he is out traveling. He's actually en route back from San Diego. But his report would have been.
Yes, it's still sponsored.
He's got a gym that he owns, Gould's Gym.
Correct.
And they sponsor the
segment. Gould's Gym, but if you take out the U and maybe what? You just take out one of the O's, of course. I don't know if Gould. See, Rich Gould's name is spelled G-O-U-L-D.
You know, what's weird is that Dan Caesar spells it wrong. And he
does
works
he?
With, no, the Derek Gould part, not the Rich Gould part.
Yeah, Derek Gould is G-O-O-L-D. But Gould's Gym has been the world's trusted fitness authority since 1965. From its humble beginnings as a small gym in Venice, California, right there, Venice Beach, Gould's Gym has grown into a global icon. With more than 700 locations serving 3 million people across 6 continents each day, St. Louis has 12 great area locations to choose from, featuring personalized transformation plans, state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, a diverse group exercise program, and a supportive, motivating environment. Gold's Gym delivers the most dynamic fitness experience in the industry. More than a gym, Gold's Gym combines coaching, community, and more than 50 years of fitness expertise to help you achieve your potential through fitness. For more information or to download a free three-day pass, visit www.goldsgym.com. Martin, been a Gold's Gym member for about 5-6 years, as you can tell right here. But I have no excuse anymore now that the new studio is literally next door to the Gold's
Gym.
We'll
be spotting for each other in
Kirkwood.
No time.
Maybe during a long commercial break, if we have like a 12-minute commercial break.
They only do that in the morning.
We can go do a couple sets, do a couple super sets. You know what I'm saying?
Looking forward
a little back
to
and buys.
Well, that was our baseball segment. In lieu of Derek Gould, that was our in-depth breakdown of the National League.
I went to the Oberweis the other day with Schaefer.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got a punch card yet?
No.
They have, like, little ice cream cone.
You guys aren't going to like it.
I love the fact that you kind of got giddy with that little question you asked. Again, this shows I'm an outsider. I've driven by Oberweis probably 12 million times. I've never been to Oberweis. I live right by there.
Used to be a Dairy Queen.
Schaefer's back there in the studio.
Are you going to tell the truth about this, Chris?
I was going to say, and let's see if they can pick up on this. Schaefer, did you enjoy the drive over there?
I did, Chris. It was a lovely drive to the other side of the parking lot.
Hold on. It's what, about a block and a half? Is that the deal?
No, Martin. It's in the parking lot. It's not even
it's in the same lot.
I mean, it's right there.
I know, but what would you equate it to for people at home? Would you say it's about
like
a block?
Like a football field?
No, yeah. Not even that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an embarrassment is what it was.
80 yards?
Well, maybe he wanted to show off the new car. Mm-hmm. You ever think of that?
So, yeah, we drove over there and got some ice cream.
So you drove.
Yep.
From basically the Kirkwood Brew House.
Yep.
So you took about, you know, one left turn. You went about 60 yards, and then you turned. You went about 40 yards to Oberweis, and then you drove back.
Great parking spot. Yep.
Wow.
I think by the time you got in your car, started your car, drove over there and parked, you could have been there.
This is why Chris Gardner needs a Fitbit. See, if you had the Fitbit, you're like, hey, I got to get my steps up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if it would motivate me. It's going to take more than that.
Yeah. On my list of things to do is motivate Gardner. A little later, what's your percentage? Let's work in some of the games this weekend. Throw that into the mix, Chuck. What's so funny? We're a little off today.
No, look. I have to admit.
It's been a weird show.
Weird show. No, hold on. This is Friday Martin. I'm telling you. This is Friday Martin. It's your weekend. I get it. You're not doing Fox 2 tonight. I know you're doing the roast and all that. But Friday Martin is different than Monday through Thursday Martin. Okay? See, I'm buttoned up.
No,
I got to do all the shows tonight, Fox 2, Prep Zone 1010. Martin's in weekend mode, and
no,
I love it.
No,
I love
it. Just distract. There's a lot of stuff going on.
We got good chicken fingers here.
How about
we got
that Raising Cane's?
Come on now, man.
I've never had – well, no, I have. But I think I've only had Raising Cane's when I've been on remotes. And other. I used to say, how is that a business? And then you see there's cars lined up to get in there. All they do – it's chicken strips. And I wanted Letterman to do one of those bits where he would pull up and it would say, like, just pants. Like, yeah, I was looking for a shirt. And they're like, says out front, just pants. And do one of those deals where you try, yeah, I'll take a double cheeseburger. It's just chicken tenders.
Yeah.
The whole business is based on chicken tenders. I've never been to
their
drive-thru.
Though.
They are delicious. I got to say, whatever they're doing, it's working.
I go there every once in a while to mix it up from Chick-fil-A, basically.
On Manchester Road, not to go restaurant to restaurant.
DePere? Talking DePere?
DePere, right by.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Aldi. There's an Aldi.
It's close to the Village Bar.
Village Bar is right there.
That's what I call the rich person Aldi.
Wow.
The upper crust Aldi.
Do you still have to put the quarter in for the
you do.
Grocery cart?
You do. I'm trying to get my wife to shop at Aldi.
She likes to go to Whole Paycheck?
She goes to Whole Paycheck. She goes to like eight
Thank
different.
You.
She goes to about eight different grocery stores. She eats so organic and gluten-free and everything like that. But I'm telling you, I had to take her to Aldi. I go, look, I'm not saying you have to get everything there, but let's find the things you buy already, and I want to show you how much they are at Aldi. And she was shocked at the savings, Martin.
Wow. So she's still going to Whole.
I'm trying to force her to go to Aldi, though.
If I ever need to find a new job, my idea was to get a job at Straub's Market, since my girlfriend works at Whole Foods. That way we could each get discounts at local grocers, and basically our food would be, you know,
that's a big
reasonable
part of your monthly allotment, so you can save.
The problem is
After
you buy your whole paycheck, and if you have a 25% discount, the Aldi's food is still 25% of that.
Okay.
But next to the Aldi and that strip there, the Village Bar, Raising Cane's is probably a football field or a Gardner Drive away from Chick-fil-A. They're very close proximities, what I'm pointing out.
They're
there.
They're intense competitors.
Yeah.
Tenacious.
The chicken wars
and actually,
have come into pair.
That's happening on Southampton now because there's that warehouse CD store.
FYE.
Yes, that is becoming a Chick-fil-A right there at Chippewa and Hampton. And there's a Raising Cane's in Hampton Village in the plaza right there.
Wow. So the chicken wars, really, it's all over town.
Yeah.
To be fair. Let's tell everybody about the Wiffle Ball Tournament that's coming up, Charles.
590 The Fan's fourth annual charity Wiffle Ball Tournament benefiting Birdies for Bipolar. That's Mike Wellington's fantastic charity. It's presented by Bud Light, DB's Sports Bar, Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The fourth annual Wiffle Ball Tournament will take place on Saturday, September 30th at the gorgeous Francis Park in South City, starting at 10 in the morning. So sign up your team of four players today on InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. This includes round-robin group play with winners advancing to the knockout rounds. There will be barbecue, beers, mixed drinks, and water for purchase, all from our lovely friends over at DB's Sports Bar. So sign your team up today while teams still remain. And even if you don't play, come out and enjoy the pony show as it's written here in my script. Martin, will you play in this lovely competition?
What's the date on that again?
September 30th, 10 in the morning.
Schaefer and I are not going to a Mizzou game that day, so I would say there's a chance. There's a Carson soccer is usually on Saturday, although on the ride to school today, he goes, Dad, I don't really like soccer.
What?
And I'm like, I don't like sports. I still got to go to work. God, shut up,
how can you not
son?
Like soccer, though? I mean, as a kid, especially just running around, getting some exercise, fresh air. You get your quartered oranges at halftime. You get your nutty bars, unless you're allergic to peanuts. And I'm sure you can't have anything anymore.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
So you get, what, like a granola wafer?
At junior kindergarten a couple years ago, I packed Carson's lunch, and I put in a peanut butter and jelly. Out of habit.
Someone died?
No. I was the lead story. No,
not funny, by the way.
No, it's not funny. And a note came home from the school, and it just said, Dear Parents. It didn't call me out, but it said, Dear Parents, you know, we have to keep in mind. And I was like, well, what am I going to give him, a jelly sandwich? And now he likes jelly sandwiches.
You can't have peanut butter and jelly at school?
No, because if there's a kid with a peanut allergy, it can be deadly.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Did allergies exist, though, back in the day?
I don't know what happened. Were kids
what happened?
Dropping like flies?
Are we different? Has this been like some type of mutation where people have them now? Because clearly, growing up, I had peanut butter. I actually like peanut butter and honey. But I had that a lot at school. And nobody started passing out or getting hives and all that. So I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Why now? We see it at baseball games. You have the no peanut sections. What's going on here?
I get the peanut butter with a little honey in it, actually.
We should ask Dr. Rick about this.
That's a great question. When did the awareness come about that this was a thing? Because when we were kids, it was not. But I'm telling you, you'll know when your kids are a little older, you'll get a lot of notes from school about it.
This just shows you, though, how my wife is. She's a finicky eater. She has this almond butter. And I don't eat it. I've never even tried it because I don't like the concept of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like peanut butter because I've had it my whole life. And she's like, try this almond butter. And I say, no, I don't even want to try it because it's weird to me.
She's in big almonds back pocket.
Correct.
Big almond. There's a big almond?
There's a big everything. Big sock. Big wind.
We're on big sock, though.
Big golf.
Yeah.
And I've been learning things on this show, including the fact that there's a Friday Martin, and apparently I'm in Friday Martin mode.
But that's a good thing. You're kind of laid back.
Laid back today. I've been distracted. That's all I'm saying, distracted.
But here's the thing.
Trying to lock in. I looked at Chuck a couple of times, and I did the universal, like, you got to carry a symbol, and he waved me off.
No, that's not true.
It's Friday, Chuck.
This is what I appreciate about you, Martin, because after working with you TV 9 years and radio on and off for a long time, and I've said this before, but you care. You care about the show. You care about the segments. So sometimes I feel like you think things are going off the rails, maybe during the Jobber Joke of the Week. And look, it's just a sports talk radio show, man.
A lot of people kind of pointed that out.
There's people in their cars. They're getting from point A to point B. They're trying to come out here to Florissant Golf Club and enjoy the golf and the spirits for some great causes like Responder Rescue and Backstoppers. They just want to hear a little sports talk, some guys talking ball.
And that's what we're doing.
Read the standings. You know what I'm saying?
We've got our couriers out there. You got people on stilts. You got people standing, people sitting. People on ladders, we're here to get you through your day.
China makes half the socks of the world. what we're all
about. How about this? Text line, Jimmy D says, I think it's absolute crap that kids cannot eat what they want at school and have to cater to the select few that have allergies. Kids who have allergies should be sectioned off away from the kids instead of punishing those who don't. There should be a quarantine section of every elementary school. They have their hazmat suits, and everybody else is chilling, eating their peanut butter and jelly.
And the kids are walking by, eating their sandwiches, looking in there. There's yellow tape on the door.
There should at least be, if you can have, like, you know, a peanut allergy section at the ball game, there should at least be a pro-peanut area at the school. Like, if you can have, like, an area for the majority of it at a ball game, it's all peanut. So it should be able to work at a school, too, where there should be at least a small area where kids can go watch or go eat peanut butter and jelly.
They could even play that song that you play sometimes, the rejoin, the peanut butter jelly,
I like that song.
That used to be a 101 thing, wasn't it, with Burwell? Pat Paris?
Oh, he did the –
Didn't they have a segment called that?
It was – gosh.
Let's talk about whatever what used to happen at 101. Those would be
they also used to have a segment where – I remember it, and I really appreciated it. Both those guys very – you know, Brian Burwell was a great guy, Pat Paris – a great guy working out in Arizona. But I remember they had a deal where if you called in and they felt like you were lingering on your call, they would say, take it to the hole. And then they would cut you off. They'd say, hit the hole.
That was a
and they would cut people off.
But and that was
somebody would be like, yeah, I think Mike Matheny, I don't know why he keeps playing Greg Garcia, hit the hole. And they would hang up on
that was a Barrett idea.
And well, hey, I remembered it. It's memorable. Yeah.
Burwell was famous for saying, you need to hit the hole. And I'm like, Brian, you are the worst person to preach, hit the hole, because I love Burwell. But his stories would take a while, and they would kind of wind, and you know, you'd kind of get wound around a little bit. I'm like, Brian, don't you have a segment on radio called Hit the Hole?
But first of all, that's great if you're doing a radio show or a TV show where you can just ask someone like that a question. Brian Burwell back in the day. Yesterday, we had Polo Asensio on, the Spanish language broadcaster.
I really enjoyed that.
We had him on for like 35 minutes. He was great, by the way, but also – and we interviewed him for television as well for Fox 2, aired a couple clips yesterday. We'll air the longer version, what, maybe next week on game day. But either way, you'd ask him a question, and he would respond. I mean, he was very engaging for like 3 or 4 minutes per answer, and that gives me the opportunity to check the text line, get the sponsors going. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you guys want to hear his mock call from yesterday?
Yes, I do.
I have that right. Maybe that's a good way to get things to
– I like it. We got to finish strong. Finish strong.
To get some energy going here. But – Charlie asked him.
He was great, by the way. I was in the car. I had to go over to the 2 Fox. What did I text you guys? I said, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
I think he could sit in and do segments.
And you know what? I had so many questions I wanted to ask him. For example, growing up in Tijuana, I want to know what it's like. We've all heard stories about Tijuana. Next time we have him on, no baseball stuff. I want to hear about Tijuana partying stories.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you think Lynn's going to have a good story? Do people really have sex with animals? Like, no. I mean, what?
The funny thing is, that's what I was getting at.
What exactly?
What's this thing about
that's exactly.
What segue is there for that?
Dude, you just start with it. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Which Cardinal player is most likely to
no, look. See, look, when you hear Tijuana, what Martin just said is the first thing most people think of. So, yes, I've never been there.
What, are you going to ask him?
I listen, he was on the Hard Line afterwards. They were having fun with him talking about tourism in Mexico and crime and whatnot. I promise you, Polo Asensio would answer that. He said he was partying in Tijuana like a couple weeks ago with his buddies.
Do you know who I went to Tijuana with? The guy that you love, Lance from Milwaukee.
Yes. Oh, man.
We were all in San Diego, and it was not a party scene. We went there during the daytime just to check it out and, like, bought some knockoff polos and stuff, ironically, and just had some beers. He doesn't – but Lance doesn't drink or party. He's a real straight arrow, so nothing weird happened other than you go to leave. You go to leave. We get into a cab, and he's supposed to take us, like, to the border.
They said, give me your money or I'll kill you.
He starts driving around. This is all – I don't know if we've ever talked about this before. And so we're in Tijuana, bought a couple of clothes, items that were, you know, knockoff.
A sombrero.
Some socks that were on sale.
What?
And then – but we're riding in the cab, and he starts going down, like, some weird neighborhoods and some weird alleys. And I'm getting really paranoid, like, what's your defense? There's nothing – this is even before cell phones. So nobody had a cell phone. And so I – for whatever reason, I still had, like, my car keys, my house keys in my pocket.
You made it into a weapon
in
your fist.
I did. So the guy then, like, makes a couple of turns, and all of a sudden he pulls up, and there's the border, there's customs, and we get out. And I showed Lance. I go, I was ready. He goes, what's wrong with you, you psycho? And I said, Well, no, I didn't know what was happening back there. He goes, the guy just taking a shortcut to drop us off at customs.
Just being very nice.
And all of a sudden he goes, and you're trying to punch him in the head with a key?
I'm like, no, I would be worried.
That's what you can't
too.
Do with a fob.
I'd be worried as well.
Yeah.
That's
I was
fair.
Looking out for the team.
I heard McCarver as soon as you started that story, though.
Well,
you know who I went to Tijuana with?
I went to a sex show in Tijuana back in 68. It was me, Jim Lombard,
Jr. urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
Oh, Schaefer.
Is that Schaefer?
With a drop. Normally, it's Gardner.
I actually thought we fell off the air for a second.
Sorry, guys. I just thought that through this whole conversation, I had to find it.
No, I love that. Can you? What's the cut from Anchorman?
That was Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't make fun of McCarver because I've kind of turned into
We're not
into
making
a,
fun
well,
of
no,
him.
No, I can't poke fun because I've turned into McCarver.
But also, look, what do they say is the sincerest form of flattery?
Imitation.
Imitation is the game, all right? And he tells great stories. Does he linger on every once in a while? Yeah, but that's part of kind of the folksy nature, and he laughs at himself. He and Dan have developed a fantastic rapport where you can tell when McCarver's mentioning someone that Dan's never heard of, but Dan pretends that he has. It's great.
All right, let's get to Polo Asensio finally.
Boom.
And his mock call on our show yesterday.
Estamos aquí en la novena entrada, el equipo de los Cardenales abajo por tres, un momento cumbre, un momento excitante de este partido, en la novena entrada, la entrada donde los niños se convierten en hombres en héroes y los héroes en leyenda. José Martínez, que está caliente con el madero, el café, viene a batear por parte del equipo de Mike Matheny. Lanzamiento viene afuera, strike el primero para José Martínez, que se acomoda a las medias. Martínez, el venezolano, bateando 286 en la campaña. Caja llena, el momento cumbre del partido es traído a ustedes por Patio. Si quiere lonche, vaya usted a comer a Patio. Siguiente lanzamiento, bola afuera. 1-1 la cuenta para José Martínez. 43,000 almas aquí brincando, celebrando, comiendo en el Busch Stadium. Siguiente lanzamiento, batazo largo y profundo por el jardín central. La pelota se va. Y esa pelota se convierte en historia. 4 carreras empujadas por el café. Esta victoria con mucho café de los Cardenales. José Martínez, el venezolano, se viste de héroe. Vámonos todos a casa contentos. ¿Por qué? Porque hoy ganaron los Cardenales 4-3.
And
go.
That was just a ground ball to second.
That was actually, he grounded into a double play. Cardinals lost 2-1.
Something you guys brought up yesterday that's so true, and he acknowledged it, when it is said in Spanish, it just sounds more exciting. Something about it, it sounds more. What a great guy. I really enjoyed that. And don't forget, tonight, it's the debut broadcast of the Cardinals Spanish radio right here on 590 The Fan. And he did say, if you don't even speak Spanish, give it a listen for a little bit, see if you don't enjoy it.
Benji Molina on the call with him, doing the color commentary. Polo said they had a couple games last year. You remember, and he explained it, it was the game where, of course, Yadi hit the home run, pointed up to his brother broadcasting, and that same game was the weird ending against the Reds where, what, it was a homer or it was supposed to be a double, and the Cardinals really quickly, remember, just kind of left the field.
They put the tarp on.
Yeah, and Brian Price was trying to challenge it, but I think the umpires had already left as well. Really weird ending that they were on the call
and
for.
And Polo said, oh, it was the end of the year. The Reds didn't really care. It was his assessment.
That's true. But all 13 home games.
Woo!
13 remaining home games. Right here on 590 The Fan, we're going to call it Cardinals Deportes.
El Fano. All right, Window World's one of our great sponsors. They've been around St. Louis since 2003. You can find them at windowworld.com. Every single window is custom-made. So if you're in the market for new windows, you're starting to think about winter, you want to upgrade the windows, you don't lose all that heat, save on your energy bills, call the folks at Window World. They'll come out, give you a free estimate. It's 993-1800, 314-993-1800, or stop by the showroom. That's St. Charles Rock Road, located in Bridgeton. They've got the pillars, just like Mizzou. 4 of them, just like Spags. Low cost, high quality, great warranty, supervised installation. Those columns are pillars in the window world. 75 local employees ready to serve you with one phone call. 993-1800 if you need siding or patio doors. A lot of times, too, the window not only is going to upgrade your heating bill, cooling in the summer, but also the look of your home. If the old wooden windows are starting to fall apart, check them out at windowworld.com or 993-1800 or even better, stop by and see them, St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton. What did we learn today, and what's your percentage still to come on 590 The Fan, broadcasting live today from Florissant Golf Club, raising money here today for the Backstoppers and Responder Rescue.